अकेला जी कृष्ण की सेवा पूजा करते हैं और कृष्ण की विविध प्रकार की लीलाएं हैं।
Goku. So in Goku, this is where Krishna's actual birth ceremony took place. As Gurudev was explaining, that although it is mentioned that Krishna manifested in Mathura, but he actually took birth in Goku. So his birth ceremony was there. So many extraordinary pastimes were there, especially Krishna tasted the Vatsalya Rasa, the mood of loving devotion of his parents. So all these pastimes were manifested in Gokul up to the Puganda, or up to the boyhood stage. And then after that, or beyond that, is Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, Krishna manifested his pastimes with the gopis. And Gurudev was also explaining this pastime a few days ago, when we were over at Chandra Sarovar, that there are two types of Rasa-lila. There is the Saradiya Rasa, which is the autumn Rasa dance. And then there is the Basanti Rasa, which is the spring Rasa dance. So he was explaining that when all of the gopis, when all of the young unmarried gopis, when they were worshipping Katyayini Devi, in order to have Krishna as their husband, then at that time, Krishna stole their clothes and he promised them that he would fulfill this desire. So during this Saradiya Rasa, the rasa of the autumn season, Krishna fulfilled this desire, and all different types of gopis, even the Satsasiddha gopis, those who had attained perfection through practice, they all had the opportunity, those who were qualified, they had the opportunity to meet with Krishna in the Rasa-lila. So that was took place in Vrindavan. And superior to Vrindavan is this Govardhan. And at Govardhan, just nearby where we visited a couple of days ago, at Chandra Sarovar, and at other places also, Gurudev was, took us yesterday to Rasa-sali at the tail of Govardhan. Kadamba Kandi. So Krishna manifested Rasa Lila there also at these places, but in these places it was not with all the different general gopis, but only those who were the close associates, the Svapaksha, those who are of the same group, Ashimati Radhika. So this was a higher manifestation of the Rasa dance. And so many other pastimes took place here at Govardhan. On the pretext of herding the cows, Krishna would go out with the cowherd boys and he would perform so many pastimes. But this was all a pretext so that he could meet with the gopis. And Shivananda Prabhu told one story that also yesterday we were at Sankarshan Kund, and nearby there is Gaurikund. So one day Krishna was meeting with Chandravali, and Brinda was looking all over for Krishna, and then she went to this place, and then from a distance she could see that Krishna was there with Chandravali. So she was thinking of some way that she could extract Krishna from there and bring about Krishna's meeting with Srimati Radhika. So she went in a great cluster, in a great anxiety, and she was saying that Krishna, you have to come immediately. There's a big demon who has just come, and he's creating a great calamity. And if you don't come at once, then it will be a great problem. So Krishna said to Chandravali that I'm sorry, I have to leave just now to take care of this demon, and as soon as I've taken care of him, I will return right away. So in this way, Brindadevi was able to extract Krishna from there. And as they were going, then she explained the whole situation to him. And he was also pacifying, or he was pleading with her, that please don't say anything. Please don't tell Srimati Radhika that I was with Tim Bradley. Otherwise, it would be a great problem. So, this way, so many intimate pastimes took place here. So this place is superior to Vrindavan. And then after that, Subhananda Prabhu went on to explain how Giriraj Govardhan served Krishna in so many ways. In particular, he analyzed the different, according to deity worship, there are 16 articles to be offered, and sometimes 5 articles. So he was analyzing each of these different principal articles and showing exactly how Giriraj Govardhan worshipped Krishna in this way, yet at the same time, in such a way that it preserves the lila, or facilitates Krishna's lila, not in a mood of aishvarya, but in a mood of sweetness, to facilitate Radha and Krishna's meeting and their exchange. He began this part of the discussion by raising the question that is Giriraj Govardhan in a male form or is it a female form? And he was analyzing that he must be in a female form, because only in that form can one render confidential service to Radha and Krishna in their confidential exchanges. So I have to beg your forgiveness at this point and request Ramachandra Prabhu to fill in the details.
Govardhan was male. If Govardhan was male devotee, then the past time with gopis and radhikas cannot be there. So he is not in male form. It is female form. Then it may be. But when Srimati Radhika is meeting with Krishna, and a special kind of pastime is going on there. He said Lalita or any gopi can be. Cannot. So how she can be? So seeing Radha and Krishna when they are meeting alone, seeing them is full of joy, extent joy, and he becomes like a stone person. Understand? Aesthetic Anand is there, happiness is there, and in so much Ananda, he became like a stone, like in a faint a person like becomes. So he becomes like a stone, but even he has so much mood that Satchari Dani Kede Rasaniti Navajuno Satchari Dani Kede Dutupanamala Vidhyam Shyama Vedin Pratasya Rasit Barakulana. He has become a stone, like a stone, but he is Rasit Barakulana. He stops in the line of Rasit Bar. He is giving scope to Radha and Krishna. That, Radha and Krishna are knowing that anyone not here. No male, no woman, anyone is not here. And very, very, yes, nishchint ho karke.
Just because he is not taking any personal form,
yeah.
So he is revealing
that
Radha Krishna from the sense that no one is there.
Like, anywhere, there is no one there. We can be naked there, no one. In bathroom, shutting the door, we may be naked, whether male or woman, because none is there. But if wall, mirror, and all their male or female then what? Sick energy. So in this way, Govardhan is posing that I am like a wall, like a stone. But it is a Rasika Bharatulana. His lips in the top first line in Rasika Bharat. Why? Because I come from the heart of Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is fertile like Govardhan. He has created it, manifested Sriraj Govardhan. To show that so many persons of the religion. So Rasik Bharakunanan Modama Palyanami. He is very much a Rasik. And now he is feeling so much ananda, mood. Mood means happiness. By happiness, but because my two conjugals are playing here. No, no, that is lajja, shame, nothing. Like in Nishanta Lila, as you have heard anywhere. No clock. Maybe. Sometimes her hair may be in Radhika, yeah. And she is trying to untie. Then Krishna comes and untie. So many pastors here in Govardhan. Because he is actually witness. So Giraj, hearing this prayer, told that, oh, what benediction you want? You have prayed in me such a way that I am so much happy, I want to give you any benediction as you want. Then he told, who is telling this? He telling, if you are so much happy to me, if you are blessed to me hearing this, and you are pleased, and want to give the benediction. I want that how you are Rasik Bharatulana and how you enjoy the person, very rare person, I want to realize, I want to have all this desire in my heart. So please, so that I will be witness for this for others. Only one thing I say. Very, very high class of meditation. Ramana Das Goswami wants to. So we should pray. We have not to pray. Ramana Das Goswami has made a roti chapati for us. He has done. He has cooked. He has given makkan bread. He has given tea, butter, very tasteful, very sweet, very kumal. So, something are there. So he has made a magic in his prayer. Now we can again repeat it. Vijay slope. The mood of this. And by repeating, Giraj will again be so happy and we can have that benediction. Vasrapanath Das Goswami has done. This is called the Radha Rupa Anugraha. If you do like this, how you can follow Rapanath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami? What they have prayed, what they have, how they have practiced this bhajan in the guidance of Ragatmika. Especially Rup Raghunath, always in the guidance of Ananda Manjari, Lalita Sati, Vishakha Sati, always. Then if you repeat all these things, always repeating, chanting like that, having this mode, they can follow Rup Raghunath. Rup Raghunath Pade Jar Aar, Rathana Kare Sada, so we can have. Very Shuklam. Very rare, very rare. And less, it is society, they have all these things. But they are not here. Corruption is here. Today, you have all the very biggest unnapur. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Dasa Virat Goswami has taken the name of 360 preparation. But today, you have made very miracle. About 700 preparations were there. More than that. So having this Viraj Subhasan is so much satisfied, and he will say, especially we make these prayers to him, then there will be so much melted behind these things. And he is eager to give all these things. But it is very hard. Big samasya to keep it, to digest all this. If anyone having what they desire, they cannot digest. So we should not pray him that he should take all what he desires. Don't remember your home, your children, your wealth and anything. Only if you remember all the past time, everything is the same. And then you will have the success. Now I am coming to the point, one thing more. You know Brahma? ब्रह्मा को आप लोग जानते हैं. कृष्ण ने जब अगासुर को मारा, संकृष्ण किल्ड अगासुर, ए लाइट केम फ्रॉम हिज बॉडी एंड लेट इन दी सो ऑफ कृष्ण. सीन दिस वंडर हाउ बी ए डेमन लाइक अगासुर. And he has got salvation like sun smoking. Now he wanted to see some other pastimes of Krishna. And when Yogamaya came and controlled this Brahma, why? Krishna was thinking that all the cows must know that I should be their son. All the gopis were natural gopis. They want that, I should have a Krishna as a son. They want to support and give our grace to him. There were so many gopis of little age, even that they may be of 5, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, years age, all they wanted that Krishna should be our husband, all the devil. So there has been so many reasons that Krishna wanted to fulfill their desire. How can he do? Just today, Brahma has told that I want to see some more new, some past and some. So he called Yogamaya as some decay. And she controlled Brahma. Now Brahma is not thinking. But who is thinking? Who is making thinking him? Yogamaya. So he thought he was thinking that I am thinking. But really he was not thinking, but Yogamaya was inspiring in his heart. How I will see the pastimes of Godhead Krishna? I'll have to do some fun. I'll have to anyhow install to still fulfill the cow herd boy then. How I can do? When they are setting their launch, at once Brahma took the cow many naked. And when the all the boys are going to cut, they stoop all the boys and cut them another thing. And Krishna was cutting them, cutting here and there. At that time Krishna, his mouth was dry. He wasn't worried. When you have this, where my cough, where my friends have done. And at once,
hey, yeah, don't know, right?
So what to do? He was looking here and there. Why are my cops and friends not gone? In the meantime, Brahma went to his Brahmalok. But when he was entering his Brahmalok, at once the doorkeeper told him, "Who are you?"
He told him, "Brahma, your master."
The gatekeeper told, "You are not Brahma. My Brahma is here sitting on the chair in the council. Four-headed he is here." Brahma called, "Who is here? I am Brahma. I have four arms, four-headed. Who has come here?" In the main days, Krishna time, Krishna manifested him as a Brahma. And he went there, and he took his throne there. He told the gatekeeper, "Take him out of here, from below. He should not come, he's any seater." Imposter. Yeah. So get him out from here.
One had once returned,
and he saw, with four heads, he saw, "Who is that? Oh, my master Krishna is here. He is supreme of love, he is supreme personality of Godhead. He has done this." So at once he thought that I have done so much wrong, and I have done offenses in the Lord of feet of Krishna. At once he returned to Vrindavan. It took 1 year. In the meantime, what became here in Vrindavan? Gargadas told, he ordered to all the gods, "This girl is very auspicious. So any girl who is 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 12 years, any of them should be married this year." And Krishna became all the boys of Vrindavan. So all marriage was done by Krishna. But no one was knowing it, only Jogmaya. Understood what I told? In the sense of all the friends, all the sikhs, all the couples, all the teachers, everything at that time was Krishna. So all the boys, comfort boys, were Krishna. So all were married to those who are also in home. They told that if she will be girl, and if anyone come in the shape of any boy in their home, then we will marry also. So all were married by Krishna. So when Krishna did wrath, all beloved was Krishna wife like. So he has, Krishna has done nothing wrong. To give this argument, Krishna has been like this. Also, for 1 year Krishna became all the causes of pleasure. A special thing came. What a special thing? At first, all the gopis, mothers, they used to support, nourish, and to love Krishna more.
not lay tarmac. But I must tell you to love their children not so much like Krishna. So this happened. One day, in the last day, when Brahma came to them, all the ghost boys, cowherds, were raising cows on the mid of storm of Govardhan. And Krishna was with a cowherd, very little boy. He was grating corn, when this 1 year old corn. Krishna was in Madhuban with all the cows and cowherd boys. They saw here the cows are. But oh, 1 year old, our cows are here. All the cows newly born, they were just then on the top of it. With them, but they saw 1 year old cow and began to run towards that old cow. Cow, but you love more. Who are the individuals? They can survive for a new, old one, but he has taken a strange opposite. They will at once attract it to old one and begin to run and scale up. All the cowherd persons, like fathers of the boys, they wanted to chase them with their sticks. So big stick, bamboo stick. But now the cows are running so fast that they kill them. They become so angry. Especially they become angry to be boys with Krishna who were playing on flute and cows were attracted. So they become so angry and they wanted to go there and to their tribes and made their boys, their sons. Cows went there so quickly there and began to give milk to their old cow and they began to chatter a lady. As if they will take them to their house. Balde Prabhu was there and said, he was thinking, what is the matter now? The cow getting up old, newborn cows, and they are coming to attract to their old ones. And also I have marked, now today I have seen that all the gopis, they are not loving them. They are whispering love and affection for both Krishna and their son. But at first I have remarked that they love more Krishna than their own son. But how? I am seeing all this. He began to see by his yoga maya. Oh, it cannot be any demon maya. It cannot be of any cause. Because anyone cannot humko mukta nahi kar sakta. So whose maya is here? Why it is going on so? So he was thinking, at last Krishna began to smile. Oh, I knew today. Only your mother's milk was not sufficient for you. So you used to go to take off with lakhs and lakhs mother. And all the cups, all the cups now, where they are old ones. Taking the milk off of lakhs and lakhs gopis, mother, your stomach is not fulfilled yet. So you have become the son and cough of all the cows. How do you think? How will you put that? that's my own individual desire. That you have said. You wanted to fulfill the desire of all the cows, of all the mothers, of all the ladies, girls who wanted to marry you, and so many. You wanted to fulfill the desire of Brahma to show him so beautiful person constant. Now I see. Anyone cannot bewilder you. So now, in the meantime, Brahma came. And Krishna brought all the cops and all the cowherds, and he became alone. Brahma began to apologize, and he read so many poetry in his honor. He told one thing as law. Tatapuri Pasjamiha.
ब्रजवासी मैंने कहा
की धूरी यदि मिल जाए तो हमारा जीवन कोटि कोटि जन्मों के लिए सफल हो जाएगा। बड़े बड़े राजा महाराजा रूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, बड़े बड़े और भी राजा महाराजा, ये लोग भी इन गोपियों की चरण की धूरी बनने को लेने के लिए ललचते हैं। हमारे अभी पहले राष्ट्रपति थे राजेंद्र बाबू बिहार से, जब वो आते थे गोवर्धन में तो सब ब्राह्मणों के चरण की धूली, भक्तों की चरण धूली लेते, यहाँ की चल धूली लेकर के अपने चारों तरफ में लगाते थे। उस समय जवाहरलाल नेहरू ने कहा था, पंडित जी आप क्या कर रहे हैं, ये हमारे राष्ट्र की मर्यादा आप नष्ट कर रहे हैं, एक राष्ट्रपति हो करके भी, और आप जो पढ़े लिखे नहीं है इनकी चरण धूली ले रहे हैं, यहाँ की धूली लगा रहे हैं, ये तो ये गरिमा की बात नहीं है। राष्ट्रपति ने कहा, जब पहले मैं भारतीय हिंदू हूँ और मैं अपनी धार्मिक भावनाओं को लेकर के चलता हूँ, यदि आपको अच्छा नहीं लगता है तो मैं आज भी जान दे देता हूँ, किंतु अपनी धार्मिक स्थितियों को मैं नहीं छोड़ सकता है। अब राष्ट्रपति, फर्स्ट राष्ट्रपति ऑफ इंडिया ही तो ही कैन हियर इन वृंदावन एवरीवेयर, ही यूज्ड टू टेक द स्वीट डस्ट ऑफ वैष्णवाज ऑल्सो हियर एंड देयर। अवर प्रधानमंत्री प्राइम मिनिस्टर टोल्ड हिम दैट ओह यू आर गोइंग रॉन्ग, बिकॉज बीइंग ए राष्ट्रपति एंड यू आर डूइंग सो मच थिंग्स, ही टोल्ड दैट आई एम गोइंग टू रिजाइन जस्ट नाउ, I don't want to be Rashtrapati. If I cannot have put in my vote the feet dust of Vaishnavas, the feet dust of this Govardhan, then I don't want to be Rashtrapati. So, aise aise sab log the, hum log bhi aisa hi hona chahiye. Bhagwan ke prati bhakti nahi hai, to manishya manishya nahi, wo gadhe hai. If anyone not doing bhajan, not knowing all these things, not doing parikrama, he has no faith, nothing. Dharma in ahina, vaktum is samana, all past our heart. So we should be very punctual to do service of Krishna and to do bhajan. God Brahma. दुनिया क्या जाने, दुनिया क्या जाने, दुनिया क्या जाने, दुनिया क्या जाने, मुझे नहीं दुनिया के काम, दुनिया क्या जाने, मुझे नहीं दुनिया के काम, दुनिया क्या जाने, मैं तो तेरी हो गई श्याम, दुनिया क्या जाने, मैं तो तेरी हो गई श्याम, दुनिया क्या जाने, आन पड़ी मैं तो द्वार तिहारे, आन पर आन पड़ी मैं तो द्वार तिहारे, रखे लियो नाम दुनिया क्या जाने।
Thank you.